poll, 63% of Americans oppose including gender identity in education department definition of sex. By Brecken Eftis on June 6, 2022. A large majority of Americans disapprove of the Department of Education's plan to expand the definition of sex to include gender identity, according to new polling. The Education Department's move comes as the Biden administration is using heavy-handed measures to enshrine gender ideology into federal law. Nearly two-thirds of Americans, 63%, oppose the Education Department's plan, according to a YouGov poll done for SAVE released Monday. The proposed changes would amend Title IX's definition of sex to include sex stereotypes, sex-related characteristics, including intersex traits, pregnancy or related conditions, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Only 37% of Americans were for the redefinition. In addition to the redefinition opposition, 71% of Americans also believe biological males should not be allowed to compete in women's sports, compared to 29% supporting the move. Across the board, it appears Americans are at odds with the Biden administration's crusade to push gender ideology on children and into schools. In the same poll, 61% of Americans believe parental consent should be required before school counseling on gender dysphoria, or transgender ideation, with students. Similarly, 69% agree that parents should be able to opt their children out of sex education courses in schools. The YouGov survey was taken online among 2,566 adults between May 31 and June 2. As Breitbart News reported, the Biden administration has also tethered federal school lunch funding to compliance with gender identity ideology, including whether a school allows boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms. Done through the Department of Agriculture, the administration announced earlier this month that in order for schools to receive funds for student lunches, breakfasts, and other food items, they must comply with its interpretation of the ban on discrimination based on sex in Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972 and other food-related programs, which includes sexual orientation and gender identity. Critics of the move are concerned with the Biden administration's willingness to play politics with feeding poor kids, according to Indiana Non-Public Education Association Executive Director John L. Sesser, speaking with The Federalist. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at BreckenFtis.